Julia, Grace, when these women talking like that, they don't hear nothing. See, I knew that. You're talking people business so much, you're not even hearing your own big brother calling you.
But Bernie, I was just coming to open the door.
Not me, eh? Julia, you just like being the servant in the black man family. Bernie can open a door.
The last child always spoiled. Good afternoon, Grace.
Princess Grace, if you don't mind. And you take too long to say good afternoon.
Two of you all, dose that. And Bernie, it's only Grace you see in the house.
Ah, sis, don't do me that. I was saving my best good afternoon for my favorite sister. Julie Luli, good afternoon. In fact, top of the morning to you.
Favorite sister? Is Stella that's your favorite sister?
Ah, I was going to ask you all, when you all gave me a chance, what happened to Stella? I passed her on the road as I was coming here. I slowed down. I waved. I ready to stop and chat a little bit. She just say, I can't stop now. And she move off like if she hear her home catch on fire.
Oh ho, it's because no fire don't catch yet. That's why she are in.
She don't start cooking yet. And you know Joseph already ignorant. And his hand heavy. How Stella get herself involved with someone like that?
I tell you, left to me alone. I not a man who deal in violence. But that heavy hand he have there, he would lose it by now.
Oh, you know. But Stella self already yet. She ain't even need to bring you in to teach him a lesson. She could do it in her own way. If it was me, when I finish with him, his name wouldn't be Joseph Francis. It would be Joseph Horner.
Grace.
What? All now, so he wouldn't be able to wear a hat. Hansi would have on his head, so.
That would just make things worse. Stella have 3 children. She have to hold up herself, and she's a black man.
So, I'm a black man too. What that mean? That she must be his slave and take blows but still keep up appearances?
Julia, I don't always agree with Grace, but she talking sense. This thing have to stop. He can't be abusing her like that.
I am agreeing with you all, but we have to make sure that whatever we do doesn't make things worse.
It's hard to see how they can get worse. The children growing up seeing their mother abused. It's not even to say Joseph is a great provider. He say he's a farmer, but...
Huh? Is what he farming?
Oh, Grace.
All right. I never see. It's only what I hear. These days, green gold is not banana. It's something that does rhyme with it.
I don't want to laugh, huh? But I would like to pay a visit to his farm. See what crops he has.
You see that talk there? Change topic. Bernie, what's about the funeral arrangements?
Well, it's still a bit too early to set a date yet. Charles and Agnes was by the funeral home yesterday, and they have to go back this afternoon. And Agnes ain't ready for all that yet, you know. Charles tell me things did get real emotional with her in the funeral home yesterday.
Yes, we heard. That's all over town.
We went to see her last night, but she didn't want to talk. Not even to us. She says she don't even want to choose a coffin, much less bury a child, until she know the truth.
Monsieur. Well, Tashi might never bury them. Because that accident was just too... I mean, a small place like this, nobody ain't have no idea.
Well, the main thing now is for us to be there for Agnes. The next few days not going to be easy for her.
St. Julia, now as tonight I had plans to go by the club. What you saying? I shouldn't go?
Club? You mean midnight? Huh? Dennis McLaren's place.
Same one, baby. The hottest in town.
No, Grace, that wouldn't be...
A what? A disgrace? Eh, that too funny. Disgrace? That's what you all trying to do there, you know? Disgrace. So what is this? No midnight?
Oh, Grace.
What? You really like my name, eh?
Sis, you can't see Grace just saying things to provoke you? Now, tell me what y'all have there for lunch, huh? At least tell her rushing home to cook for Joseph, worthless as he is. Huh? What y'all have there for your big brother to eat?
Come, follow me to the kitchen. I already had something on fire for Ma and Pa.
No midnight? We'll see about that.
Can you hold, please? Good morning, Mr. McLaren. Mr. Mitchell is expecting you.
Well, I would think so, Sharon. I told him I wanted a meeting immediately, didn't I?
Just one second, sir. I'll just tell him you're...
Sharon! Whose place does this belong to? Whose place is this? Who does this belong to?
You, sir.
Thank you.
Ah, Dennis, move fast, man. It's been 10 minutes since I called you.
Listen, first thing around here, you're Mr. Mitchell and I am Mr. McLaren. Alright, outside of here, depending on where we are, circumstances, whatever. You could be Franklin and I am Dennis. But we have to keep things up.
But of course, man.
You see, but of course. But this is not the first time I had to remind you.
All right. But listen. The world's kind of thin, so...
So what the hell is going on? How come an inspector just arrives at the factory yesterday, asking questions, looking around, no notification? Anyone call him?
Not that I know. The same thing I asked him. He said it's completely within his authority to make random visits and checks on any places that are via. I think he said it was the potential for environmental pollution.
Ministry of Health, is it?
No. Environmental unit was what I said. Because that's what he said. You know, it's the same thing. I was going to ask him for ID, but I could see he was waiting on that.
So what are you doing?
Ask some questions, you know, ask about the storage of the materials, the waste disposal methods. He threw some jargon around, maybe, you know, thought it would impress him. I gave him the standard answers and I showed him around. He asked about the supervisor's staff at the ground level, so I called in St. Martin.
And?
Same questions, same answers. What would you expect? St. Martin doesn't know?
Watchman left already, I take it?
Watchman in quotation marks. Called him that the other day and he didn't even smile. I like that. They just do the work and move, man. I like them.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Likewise. It have no sense to jump in the gun. Literally. There is no definite danger yet to be with, so I'm just...
I want to see St. Martin.
Alright. Easily done. Sharon, tell Mr. St. Martin I want him in the office. Yeah, no.
You call her Sharon?
I guess, yeah.
I don't like that title. I'm finding a lot of things not to like.
That's only three so far. Listen, I just can't start suddenly calling her Miss Benjamin. It's gonna look strange, you know? But you call her Sharon.
I gave her the job.
Which is to be my secretary, work under me.
Look. But that was back then. Right now, we're not young roosters with something to prove in them. There's no rivalry here. You want her? You have her.
Sounds like permission, which I do not need.
Here's Mr. St. Martin.
Good morning, Mr. McLaren.
Morning. And thank you, Miss Benjamin. You can...
Sharon, these documents I brought yesterday. You sorted them as yet?
Well, no. You said you didn't want them to leave your office.
That's right. You know, you could start now.
No? Here? Mr. Mitchell, I have a lot of things to do at my desk. And Mr. McLaren...
No one here is fine, Miss Benjamin. We working you too hard?
Well, only sometimes soon. Other times it's all right.
Difficulty coping with your duties?
Not really. Just now and then.
Mr. St. Martin, why don't you walk me exactly to the areas you showed the inspector? You can stay, Mr. Mitchell. Sort out your work with Miss Benjamin. So, St. Martin, is it your impression that the secretary is overworked?
Sometimes.
So you showed the inspector the storage area. Alright, take me there. Which way you pass?
Right along here, sir. Sir, he asked about this small building, the one I don't have a key for, and I told him it's just raw materials. He wanted to go inside, but I said after I arranged to get a key.
That's true. And he said?
He found it a little strange, but he said, all right, next time.
Next time?
That's what he said, sir. Sir, not changing the topic, but in truth, secretary does seem kind of burdened, like she could do with some help. Oh, this is the first building he went inside, sir.
I see. He said anything?
Not really. Just walk around, look at labels. Now and again, he stop and sniff. Like, then walk again. Sir, if you do decide to take the extra secretarial help. My daughter is quite qualified. Of course, I know they have to be interviewed.
Let's go to the waste disposal area. You mean your daughter, the carnival queen?
Mm-hmm.
We sponsored her, didn't we? How old is she?
22. The firm she was with closed down. Ah, now here, sir, he looked really interested. He took a few photographs of the area, of the ground, all around. He asked me a lot of questions.
Photographs? It's the first time I'm learning about this. Did he go down to the river?
No, sir. Although he asked me about some vehicle tire tracks he saw grading that direction. But I couldn't say anything about that.
I think I'll consider that extra secretarial help.
Mm-hmm.
Show me these marks, where they were. And we'll go down to your office and talk, Mr. St. Martin. Give me a minute. Yes, I know it's you. Not a good time now. That might work. But let's talk about this later. You never mentioned the photographs, by the way. Alright, later. Just keep me posted. I need to know everything.
Stella! Irish, hungry like a dog. What you have on the stove?
The lentil's cooking already. I just waiting for the water to boil to put on the rice. I will have to do the tuna. From the tin, the can. It'll take less time.
What? What are you in there? Rice? Tuna from a can? Stella, is Jonah there, you know? I will eat rice on a Sunday when I relaxing. But in the week when I working hard, I want my dashing. Yum, my green fig.
I know, Joe, I know. I was just trying to cook something fast for you so you could eat when you come home.
What is that I hate about tuna from a cup? Stella, you gone off your head or what? You sleeping?
No, Joe, look, I just read.
You just?
But I was by home. I went to see Ma and Pa. It's a hard time for them now, Joe. And I was talking with Julia and Grace, you know, about the whole thing. The accident. We don't know when we bury Natasha. Agnes going to the funeral home this afternoon.
Stop. 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 What all that have to do with my food? Whole morning I there working. Now I come for my food. I hate about accident, funeral. I call it accident and funeral.
Joe, don't do that now, please. Please.
Shut up. Where my food?
But that's what I there trying to explain, Joe. Look, I couldn't just leave just so. Everybody there trying to comfort one another.
Oh, comfort one another and let Joe starve. That is a black man plan for me. See about them and starve me.
Joe, you know that's not true.
Eh? Look, I know and you know. None of your family don't like me. Not your brother, not your mother, not your father. None of them don't like me.
Joe, don't start that again, please. I cannot make my family change their feelings, but that don't even matter. Look, I'm living with you. I leave my family and I come live with you, Joe.
And why every minute you're running back there? Why? You regret it? Eh?
No.
You regret you with me, eh?
No, no, Joe, but that's my family. Look, and now is a very sad time for
them. You know what? All that talk about family not fooling my belly. I want my food right now.
But Joe, I cannot cook the food now.
Cannot what? What in the pot? Lentils. Give me that spoon. Hard like stone. Hey! And this one, water boiling, that's all? Woman, you're supposed to know me by now. You mean I still have to teach you a lesson? Pick up the cover.
Joe, don't hit me, please.
Bend down and pick up the cover.
When I bend down, you're going to hit me, Joe.
Woman, pick up the cover.
But it's not me that threw it down, you that threw it down.
I tell you for the last time.
Look the cover.
Oh, you bad. Where my food? Where my food? Make sure it's the last time I come home and find food not ready. The last time. And you can go and tell your family.
I just complain to my family, Joe. I don't say nothing against you to them.
You lie. So why don't you like me? Why?
I don't know. I don't say nothing against you to them, Joe. Nothing.
Put the cover back on the pot. Good. I go in and find something to eat. Make sure you have my food ready when I come back.